locks of the week.
What up, peeps? It's December 4th. It's a Friday. We're limping into this week in locks. Let's just be honest. But we got a pump up speech from Esteban. If you haven't heard it, listen to our last episode or wait till the end of this episode. I'm going to play it again because there is no fucking way we're not going 6-0 this week after that speech that Esteban gave us. So I'll be shocked if we don't dominate. John, I'm going to go to you first to get us started with your two winners, your two locks. Guarantee. Go.
Yeah, thanks, Dubs. I got a new system this week.
Oh, nice.
It's called Not Doing What I Did Last Week. And so we're mixing it up, getting out of the NFL, going to the collegiate sports. And not even going on game lines or over-unders. We're going on team overs. I got two plays for you.
Whoa.
Researched it, ran it through an algorithm. I think you're going to like this new system I'm using. So we're taking Arkansas State. Yes, that's right. We're going with Louisiana Monroe at Arkansas State. Take Arkansas State's team over 44.5 points by Whoa. Arkansas State tomorrow.
They got to score 45 points?
45 points.
Wow.
And they can do it. They score a lot. Okay. And also tomorrow, right, same type of bet and same exact score, actually. I've got Kansas at Texas Tech. Take the Texas Tech team over 44.5 points.
Well, so two things I want to mention. One, really happy you switched it up, right? We had to do something different, and I'm glad you got a new algorithm. I mean, that's big time. The other thing I'll mention, I don't know anything about the first game, but I do know Kansas is complete dog shit. Like,
terrible.
I don't understand how they're in a major conference and can't, like, get a team that can compete ever. I mean, they get destroyed every single week. So I like that. I like what you're doing over there, John. I think your new – process is going to work. Is Rachel going to continue to yell throughout the whole episode, or?
Yeah, she's actually in another room completely, and just walked into the communal bathroom that's out there, and apparently is disgusted at whatever one of the children left in or around the toilet. So yeah, hopefully she continues to scream, and you know what? I'm just going to mute myself. Go ahead.
Can we get a soundproof room in here, please?
Yeah, that's what we need. I do. That actually reminds me. Today at work, I was on a call with a. Internal partner, and I just hear my son yell to his brother, "Hey Jackson, I'll be there in a second. I gotta wipe my butt first." And it was fucking Christ, this is terrible. Sorry about that. I'm on a professional work environment, so anyway.
Internal partner is like a sex worker.
I didn't want to give up my profession, Eve, but you nailed it. All right, I'm gonna go, Eve. You know, keep rolling. What do you got? I want to go last. I want to save my gems for last.
Well, it's funny because John also said he was going to mix it up. So I'm going to mix up that bowl too, because I typically will just, you know, look at the stats, look at the teams, look at the colors, kind of see how I'm feeling that week. But this week, I think I'm going to do eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know?
Yeah, all right.
But a new system. But a variation where I'm just like scrolling through NFL teams and I'm going to just not look and go, oh, this game. Oh, the Browns versus. Oh, no, that was already. Okay. The Saints versus the Falcons. Yep. Uh-huh. That's what I'm betting on. And who am I going to choose? The Falcons. The Falcons are going to win.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
So Falcons,
I like this.
Falcons plus three hosting the Saints.
Yep. And then the next one I put my thumb on was the Giants versus the Seahawks.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to choose the Giants.
You know what, Eve? I actually like that pick. I was looking at that earlier. I was looking at that earlier to bet on the Giants myself. Giants are plus 11 against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I you know, for all those at home, I literally just scrolled through my phone and selected them in real time. Real podcast time, so.
Yeah, well, don't give the secret sauce away, Eve. I mean, now other people can replicate this.
No, they can't. It's they don't have Eve's thumbs. They can't do it.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Good point. So, honestly, let me just I'm going to scramble a little bit because Eve took one of my picks. So, Colt McCoy is starting for the Giants, and he's awful. He's always been awful, but he's 34 now. So, he was awful when he was 24. Now, he's 34. I had no idea he was the Giants' backup quarterback. I'm used to Eli Manning being the quarterback where he never gets hurt, so we never even really care who the backup is. They're laying 11 points, or the Seahawks are. I actually like the Seahawks to cover, but because I like the Seahawks to cover, I like the Giants to stay within 11 because what I think happens never actually fucking happens. So it's a little bit of a reverse psychology there. I like the Giants too because I don't like the Giants.
What? Colt McCoy sounds like a really short cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you may be saying that because Colt McCoy is super short.
That's true. And maybe his name just makes me think of a cowboy.
It makes me think of a jockey for polo. That's what it makes me think of.
Oh, yeah. One of the midgets that whips the horses?
Yeah. Okay. Colt McCoy. Yeah.
Colt McCoy. Yeah, man. Professional horse jockey.
Well, the other way I was going to actually select things was based off of, I just lost it. Okay, come back to me.
Man, the other way the Colt McCoy
thing threw me off. Oh, yeah. Right. I was just going to make up stats because you know how John just like dribbles through all the offensive, defensive stats and the quarterbacks and all that? I was just going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm running back Johnson over there. He's doing well this season. So I think that the Giants are going to take it to the end zone. As they say,
take it to the end zone.
Oh, so you were just gonna look up one random fact about the team that you're gonna.
No. I was gonna fabricate all of it. Just make up a name and make up a position.
Okay.
Like
okay. Like
who's gonna check? You know, except like I'm a super fan of that team.
That's true. You know what? That's what most sports personalities do when they're picking college basketball because there's approximately 300,000 teams that play in March Madness and college basketball. So whenever they break down teams, they'll just say, yeah, Coach Johnson and them boys got a good defense, great guard play. Don't be surprised if you see them in the Sweet 16. You know, and you can pretty much just kind of him and haw your way through about half those fucking teams you've never seen play a lick of ball.
Just and like you're that. Right. They just look at if they have good power, you know, big guys or guards, yep. And they either go really strong front line or they go great guard play.
All you got to do is know the coach, know the longest tenured player on the team, a veteran guard play. And,
so it's Mad Libs.
Pretty much, yeah.
Baby. All right. Here's what we're going to do here, guys, is I'm going to go college football, and I'm going to go the Hawkeyes versus the Illini. And I noticed that both of them, in their last game played, it was against Nebraska. Iowa beat Nebraska by 6. Illinois beat Nebraska by 18. Plus, Illinois is getting 13.5 points, almost mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns. Iowa has a tendency to play down to their opponents. So I like Illinois to stay within 13 points. But because I like Illinois in this game and we're so bad at locks, I'm going to go the other way and pick the Hawks to cover the 13.5 because I don't think they're going to cover them.
Wait, you're going to pick the Hawkeyes?
Yeah, you got the Hawkeyes.
What a surprise.
It's a bit of a homer pick, Eve. A bit of a homer pick. The other place I'm going is I have watched the Lions play one game. It was on Thanksgiving. And I've watched the Bears. For some reason, the Bears have been on TV a lot. I saw that the over-under was in the 40s, and I just can't imagine that those teams score any points. I mean, they're just so fucking bad at offense that I'll take 44.5, I think, is the number. I'll take the under.
Are there any Tigers? I mean, there's Lions and Bears.
There's the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good call.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Burrow was an LSU Tiger and then went to the Cincinnati Bengals. I always thought that was kind of cute that he went from Tiger to a Tiger.
Kitty to kitty.
Boom. All right. Those are your locks, people. It's called turning around. I just want to brag a little bit. I'm 12-10, the only one with a winning record. John, you're 10-12. Eve, you're 0 for your last 8
downward trend. But as we'll see in White Men Can't Jump, sometimes winning is really losing, and sometimes losing is really winning.
And sometimes winning and losing is tying.
And sometimes tying is not winning or losing at all. Or whatever. What did you say?
It's really organic like that.
And by the way, if you guys didn't think we were motivated, listen to Esteban's speech because these locks came from the heart, guaranteed to win.
All right, guys. So there's a tradition in gambling to not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one right in front of you. I'm sure going to the fantasy football finals are beyond your wildest dreams. So let's just keep it right there. Forget about the podcast fans mocking your terrible bets over the last few weeks, the growing size of your debt, the fancy sports betting apps in states like New Jersey, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning, or losing your locks this week. If you put forth your effort and concentration into gambling to your full potential to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboards are going to say at the end of week 13. In my book, we're going to be winners, okay?